We actually brought a little segment for the first time that we thought was appropriate, which is small brands and small businesses. We asked you guys to send us, and so we can like share it here. We can give you a shout out. We can meet new things as well.
Yeah,
cool things. And yeah, we brought five today. You guys sent us loads, but we only brought five. So yeah, we'll be doing this again for sure.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. I'm damaging the studio already.
Happy Monday.
You? Happy Monday.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sleepy. Good too. A little sleepy. We are recording in the morning, which is something that we don't usually do.
Yeah.
But because of schedule.
I think the pace is going to be slower.
Yeah. But I'm excited because I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. You have been busy.
Me?
Yeah.
Am I the one being busy? I don't remember what I've been doing.
I'm putting the blame on you.
Okay. I'm like, am I busy? But yeah, it's just life happens and we haven't recorded in a while, but I'm excited for today. Today we took a team out of the ball. I don't remember. Or did we have a guest?
Yeah, we had a guest. We had our technician. That was the last episode.
Yeah, nail babe.
And yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, we decided to bring a fashion episode.
Exactly.
It's for a little change. And yeah, today is going to be all about fashion news, the latest fashion news.
We know you guys love the fashion. We try to stay away, but from time to time, we give you a little treat.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys like it. So we're going to talk about like fashion news. And also we're going to bring back one of our favorite segments, which is to rate your fit. So keep tuned.
Yeah.
Till the end of the episode, where we're going to rate your fits.
Mm-hmm.
I love rating
fit. I know, me too. So excited.
Should we jump into some fashion news?
Let's go. I know you brought a lot of juicy things.
Let me see. Okay, so first we have Kylie Jenner is in Europe.
Yeah.
She's like in Italy, I think.
Yeah, I saw like some pictures of her in Rome, of her in Stormy.
Yeah, Stormy baby.
Stormy baby. And I think Kylie looks good. Like, I like her, like, style, her European style.
You liked it? Yeah, I think, like, the other day I saw this video of, not her, but her luggage arriving to the hotel. Have you seen it?
No.
I need to show you this. This is priceless. Like, the amount of luggage is something that I never seen in my entire life.
I wonder if, like, she packs herself.
No, of course not. Say this.
Imagine trusting someone else to pack.
See, the amount of luggage is, like, 10 luggages plus another 20. What do you call this? Like...
No, like the
suit holder, the suit things.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy how much luggage they bring. And I bet she travels with an amount of team members that is like crazy amount. Probably like two stylists just to have like a backup. And then like, I don't know, makeup artist, stylist, hairstylist.
Like on holiday, right?
Yeah, I think it's a holiday.
Imagine, like, having to bring a stylist for a holiday, you know? Because it's one thing if it's fashion week or anything and you have, like, loads of events, but she's just walking around.
Yeah.
Why do you need
I know, like, she takes some pictures and all, but I think it's, like, too much.
It's too much, yeah.
Imagine being, like, she probably flies in a private jet, right? But imagine if not, she would take, like, the entire space for the luggage on the plane.
Yeah. I bet Stormy has already like two luggages.
Yeah, I bet.
Big ones.
Yeah. And she has the other kid too. I don't know the name. She kept changing the name. I don't know the name. Is Wolf? No, that was the first name, right?
Yeah, the first name was Wolf.
Wolf.
Yeah. But it's very neglected, isn't it?
It is. I think, like, even with the other sisters, like, North, you know, North, and then, like, the others were a little, like...
Yeah, the first ones are the special ones.
Special ones. But I don't understand, like, the amount of luggage, mainly because, like, if it was Bella Hadid or something that keeps serving looks and has, like, is known for the looks. But Kylie, she's not looking bad, but...
She's very simple.
It's like a black... dress, a black leotard.
You know, when I saw her, I liked it because it was like, oh, okay, like, it looks like she's on holiday, like, with her kid.
Yeah.
Like, enjoying it. Only, like, dress and, like, flip-flops, and that's cool. Like, but from the luggage, it's clearly not.
Not the case.
Clearly not.
And this is just Kylie. All the luggages are tagged Kylie. So, she's traveling with Stacy Baby. Her BFF, so I bet Stacy Baby has like 10 million luggages too. And
how long have they been BFFs? Like,
oh, for the longest time.
Okay.
That I think like Kylie looks like she's a loyal girl.
Friend,
I think.
Yeah.
Because she mainly stays with the same girls. Besides like the Jordan thing. That was a little dramatic. But that seems like it was Jordan's fault. So I think Kylie seems loyal. And being Kylie's friend must have a lot of good things.
Yeah, a lot of perks.
But also I saw this TikTok of her walking around with a mask all the time. And people were wondering if she has something done. But at the same time, she's posting videos. So I don't know if that's the case. I think she must be traumatized because of the whole judgment thing. And the thing that she talked about at Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That she's being judged on her looks. So... I think she wants to control when she appears.
Yeah. I think it's like fair.
Yeah.
I think so.
If it affects you, it's fair, I think, because if we had paparazzi shooting us on an everyday basis, we would look like bad.
Yeah. We should have an option of like blurring our face.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, humans should be out there and some of them should be like with face blurred, if you wanted. But then crime.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't work. But it's good to like not have to think about your face sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially being famous.
Exactly. I think it's more about being famous because if you get recognized and you just want to like relax your face. We all know how we like do this weird stuff to our face if you want to take some pictures. But then most of the time, you just want to have your face relaxed.
Yeah, most of the time, it's like double chin, beach face. Yeah, a little honk.
If you see me and Sophia, like, chilling at a coffee place, if we're taking pictures, it's one thing. But if we are, like, looking at the pictures, we're going to be like this. Not talking. Yeah. It's editing phase or picture selection phase. And it's very humbling.
Yeah, very humbling. Yeah, thank God we don't have, like, anyone taking pictures of those moments.
Yeah.
I would go insane.
Paparazzi must be very annoying. It's one of the things that I think is the worst about being famous. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Having someone taking your picture when you don't want them to. But yeah, Kim is also in Europe.
Yeah. Is
but
she
doesn't look like she's hanging with Kylie. So I think she must be doing, like, something separate. And she's not looking very casual. She posted a picture like in a hotel room with a big dress. So I think she must be there for an event or something.
Oh, where?
In Italy too,
Italy
I think.
Too.
Yeah. Because she's been traveling a lot with Chloe.
Oh yeah, she went to India.
She went to India.
To the Indian wedding of the richest person.
I think that...
I don't know if he was the richest person in India.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like the richest or the second richest. I don't know. I have no clue. But that looks like a circus.
Yeah. I read that everyone famous was there.
Yeah. I don't know how like being rich works because it's so stupid to me. It's like almost Hunger Games because it doesn't make sense. Like it's a wedding. Okay. You have money. You do your thing. It's your wedding. You want to... But like I kind of understand the thing, like, I want to have Rihanna at my wedding.
Yeah, who I doesn't? Understand that too.
I understand
who
that.
Who doesn't? Yeah, imagine.
I don't understand Rihanna accepting to, because if she's like out and not performing for her fans, it's a little bit like selling your soul when you're already filled with money to go to a wedding. It's a little ridiculous, but money gets you everywhere.
Yeah.
But another thing is like, I want to be friends with Kim.
Yeah.
So I want to pay her to be my friend and to be on my wedding.
Yeah. And it's so weird because like your wedding is, you're supposed to be like surrounded by the people you like the most.
Exactly.
And then like you just invite people. And it's like now the attention is, it's no longer about you.
Yeah. I don't know how they like that, because obviously everyone was focusing on Kim when it's like,
I saw like one
day.
Picture of the bride.
Yeah.
And it was very mid.
But I saw them like holding hands, Kim and the bride. And I'm like, you're basically paying to have a famous friend. It's so ridiculous to me, because she's not like, Kim's not going there to perform or anything. So you're literally paying for someone just to be there so you can say that they were there.
I bet she was like, I want to have the like biggest, like the wedding that's more talked about in history.
In history, yeah.
And that's what you need to be doing.
I also don't understand. Are they like royal family, or like where does the money come from?
Yeah, I don't understand where like the money from Indian families come from.
Yeah, I don't get that. I also don't get how these celebrities do that without getting like major hate or being canceled. Because if we would do something like that, like India is one of the countries that has like the, if it's not like the biggest, it's like one of the biggest poor people rate or whatever. Like there's so much poverty in India, and you have all this happening, like so much money being
wasted
on a wedding, if you say so. And all these celebrities are kind of like hopping into this, so they are kind of feeding on this, like really, how do you say, like unbalanced society. They are contributing in a way. So I don't know, if we would do something like that, we'd be canceled in a minute.
Super. Yeah.
And it seems like after a point, when you're dead, when you're Rihanna, it doesn't get to you. You're like uncancelable. How do you say that?
Yeah. And Justin Bieber also went to like Indian wedding to perform, and he's like not giving any concerts.
True.
But yeah, I do think that Indian weddings have that like super extra thing that is like very normalized.
Yeah.
So I think that in their eyes, it's like more normal to have like something like that. Okay. But yeah, it's crazy.
It's like crazy. Yeah, if it was like royal family in the UK, I could see like this, all the celebrities going as well. So I kind of get that. But at the same time, like, India is a little different from the UK, so we kind of, it doesn't sit right in my mind. And if like my favorite artist went there to perform, I would be a little like upset, because why can I can't see you alive, and you're like, if Frank Ocean went there to give a concert, I would be like super mad.
Yeah.
I would like lose a lot, he will lose a lot of respect from me. So I'm like, Rihanna, why are you doing this? Why are you doing? And she performed like twice, right? Or no, she performed once, but she's going to perform in the final wedding, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, why, Rihanna? You have so much money. You have like a hairline now.
Yeah, it's
why
very
you
weird.
Doing?
And it's literally like also with Justin, I saw that he just hopped on a private jet. He gave the concert and then he was back in LA like right away. So it's like he got the check.
Yeah.
And it's done.
And if we drink from a like a plastic straw, we're killed. And there's Justin flying on his private jet to go in like thousands of millions of dollars just to perform.
For 1 hour or something.
1 hour. Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's the world.
Yeah, it is the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it is. Talking about Hunger Games, the Olympic Games are coming to Paris. And first of all, let me tell you that I think it was a really bad choice to have the Olympic Games in Paris. Mm. I think it would be fine to have them in France and just like a lot of different locations in France. But in Paris, I think it's chaotic. When I was there, they were already preparing it and it was full on chaos.
Yeah.
Just Paris is chaotic as it is. So with all that happening, I can't imagine how it's going to be for people who live there during that period of time. Yeah. And people are going to swim at the canal, which is very...
Oh, I didn't know that.
It didn't? Aww. It's very disgusting. And because is the Seine... How do you say it in English? Seine River? Seine?
Sina?
Sina? I don't know. In Portuguese it's Sina, but I don't know if it's the same. Whatever. No. It's not very clean. It's
no, the opposite. No, no, no. From it's the opposite, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of people having picnics there and throwing waste.
Yeah.
It's very dirty. So they decided they were going to clean it in time for the Olympic Games. And okay. I think like the prime minister or something said something like, it's going to be so clean that even me, I can jump in there.
Okay.
Like, so I don't know if he's jumping or not, but yeah, it's a little crazy. And yeah, all this to say that fashion is very involved into the Olympic Games as well. And they have this whole Vogue thing. Did you just see?
Yeah. I saw some of the outfits.
Yeah.
And they were really, really good. Some
like
of them.
The ones that went from on the runway. Oh, from the teams.
From the teams, yeah.
But I was talking about like the Vogue runway.
Oh,
that
I didn't see. Yeah.
It was like a little big, a little like circus thing. Also, there was a little Hunger Games thing too.
Also in Paris?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked like, if I was invited, I'll probably enjoy it because it's like a show.
Uh-huh.
But I was seeing on Instagram and I was like, what's the purpose? Because it was basically just to unite the fashion and the Olympic Games. So there were singers there and there was like all these different designers. Like, I don't know, Chanel from the 90s, an outfit from the 90s. And then like Valentino
archive.
From... Yeah, like Archive.
Okay.
Kendall was there. Gigi was there. They walked, I don't know, in horses or something like that. It was crazy.
Okay.
Everything happening at the same time. It was a show. So I didn't think it was like super tasteful, but I'm not mad at it too. It was like, it's Olympic Games.
Yeah. But it's the first time they do that.
Yeah. First time.
Okay.
It was to mix like the couture week with the... Mm-hmm. A sneak peek of the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing they're going to mix a lot of fashion.
Oh, was that the one where Sabrina Carpenter was like with the stripes?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
I know about it. Yeah, I saw it.
Like everyone was there.
Yeah,
like
everyone
this
was
big
there.
Moment.
I saw like loads of influencers there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think they are trying to mix it. That's why also Louis Vuitton designed like the trays that they're going to
the medals. Yeah,
give them medals. They look cute.
They do look cute.
They do. I wish the medals were... Are they designer too?
They look like it.
Yeah, they're probably. And yeah, I think like the teams are putting an effort to mix fashion cities in Paris with how do you say it, uniforms?
Yeah, uniforms? I think so, uniforms. Like, did you see the Mongolian one?
Oh my God.
It was so cool.
Yeah, that's so, so cool.
And the one from Netherlands was also really cool. Just like an orange tracksuit, which was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And even, like, the one from Spain, like, I would buy it to wear.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
There's a lot of cool stuff happening and brands are getting involved. So, I'm guessing until the Olympic Games start, there's going to be some brands. Like,
what day is it?
I think it's the 24th or 25th. 24th. Something like that. So, it might
very
be
close.
It might be rolling when this episode comes out.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see. I like to see some of the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a preference? One that you like to watch?
Not really. I just like to like watch all of them in
all
general.
Of them. Yeah. I like to watch more like gymnastics stuff.
Yeah.
That's cute. And the weight stuff. Oh, the jump.
I love the jump.
The
I love
jump
the jump.
Is so cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. Yeah. The weight stuff is cool as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope our uniforms are good. I have no idea.
No, I haven't seen them.
The Portuguese ones, but hopefully they are good.
I wonder who designed them.
We don't have that many high-end Portuguese brands, but They have some good designers. Okay, so talking about uniforms and sports brands, we're gonna touch on some drama. Have you seen the Bella Hadid? Adidas drama?
Yes. It's like,
pains me to see.
Yeah. So I was like getting comments on my own pictures, like saying
really?
Boycott Adidas. And I was like, what happened? And then I saw the news from Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I feel like Adidas is going to be canceled.
I think so. I don't understand. Like, part of me kind of sees why this happens, because we work with brands and sometimes we work with production teams. And I hate when I'm like, if Adidas invites me for a shoot, I'm super excited because it's Adidas. But a part of the process, which is production teams, I sometimes hate it because it's like so many people mm-hmm. that goes to approve something or
yeah.
to make a briefing.
Yeah.
It's usually it's not just Adidas, and people think it's like Adidas communicates directly, but no, sometimes they hire these production companies
yeah.
to handle the entire shoot. So I think that must be what happened. Basically, Adidas must have these production teams that were handling that know nothing about the shoe. So
yeah.
they are just connecting the model, the influencer, whatever, to the shoe, finding a place to shoot, scheduling everything. So that's when things should go wrong, because
I just think it's weird that they miss that.
I know, but like, I've seen production teams handling stuff that they know nothing about. So I think I kind of like see why that happened. I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah. No, me neither.
But obviously, this cannot happen, and they need to like brief the production
yeah.
company of like the importance of the history of the shoe or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, what I don't understand, should we explain like for people that
mm-hmm.
doesn't know what happened?
Yeah. So basically, the shoe was inspired in the 1972 Munich Olympic Games, right?
Games, yeah.
And then on that event,
On those games,
11
Israeli people, like athletes, and I think one policeman or something,
okay.
were killed by a terrorist,
a Palestinian terrorist. And Bella Hadid is half Palestinian.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's just like she's super verbal
yeah.
in her support
yeah.
for Palestine in a way that some people might think of her as like, not like a hater to Israeli, but like she's really strongly supporting
yeah.
the cause.
She
so
she's very
like,
vocal, yeah.
Yeah, vocal. So some people thought it was disrespectful, which I think is a little bit. It's not like the best choice, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's that. Like, they could have picked someone else.
Exactly.
Or they could have picked another, like,
shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
What yeah. I don't understand here is, okay, people are trying to cancel Adidas for the bad choice or for taking off Bella. Because when they got the backlash, what they did was to remove Bella from
yeah.
the campaign. So I think what I'm seeing the most is people mad that
they removed
Bella.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Because what I feel like, I agree with the people, Adidas was like the worst behavior. Like, do your research, don't do shit without like knowing the history, inform your production company about the history of the shoe. But at the same time, like, Bella also agreed to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So isn't like this a mix of blame?
She probably wasn't aware either.
I think so too, but why is she suing Adidas now? For
removing, yeah.
Yeah. So I think they are both to blame.
I
would apologize
yeah.
too if I was Bella to take a part of that campaign. I think they are both at fault here. And I, the same way that I understand that Adidas might have not done this on purpose and have like a production company that didn't know, I also think that Bella, of course, didn't know. She's hired. Mm-hmm. She has so many jobs. It's hard to do the research. Yeah. We get the same with brands.
Yeah,
sometimes,
sure,
like, we do this, and then we get backlash of, like, that brand is not good to work with. And we didn't know, because if we take time to research the whole history of the brands we are working with, we don't have time for anything else. So, obviously, she didn't know about the shoe. Okay, fine, good. But after the news come out, I think it's a little bit... not disrespectful, but it's not like the best choice for her either, if she's so vocal for them to promote a shoe that had like the opposite happening during that period of
time. That's true. I agree with that. Yeah. I was also very confused when it says like she was suing them. It wasn't like understanding like how, why, based on what.
I don't know if she's suing just because they removed her or if she's suing because she thinks like it was a trap almost.
A trap, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's ugly.
Yeah, it's very weird. Very weird. Very weird.
I wouldn't like to be involved in that.
No. And yeah, let's see. Do you think Adidas is going to be cancelled?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not cancelling Adidas myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we do, I understand, like, this is bad, but, like, it's the same with Balenciaga. Like, they need to take action for and take responsibility for the actions. But then, like, to cancel an entire brand with so much history because of, like, this person's choice. It's a little... There's a lot of things that Adidas does that I don't agree. Even the Kanye thing, I don't agree. I think it's really disrespectful that they decided to release the shoes again.
Yeah.
And now they are, like, in the outlets and stuff. I think that's a little humiliating. Mm. They earn so much money because of him that I don't think it's very tasteful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a shoe. It's a brand with a lot of history that did a lot of good things too. And I don't think I want to boycott Adidas and not wear them. But I don't support their some of their decisions.
Some of their decisions, yeah. I agree.
Well, maybe we're going to be canceled by this opinion. Oh, another good one. Sean Stossi is getting off retirement.
Yeah. He's like 70 years old.
Mm. Yeah. It's a good age to come out of retirement.
He's like, I'm tired of like being bored.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. I think he's smart, probably understood how streetwear is getting a hype moment again.
Yeah.
Especially
Stossi.
So I think he's like, what if we do something here? And I think it's going to bring back the Double S,
yeah. Yeah, I do think that it's going to, like, probably going to be, like, a collaboration as well. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... I don't know why I have this feeling that it's going to be more high-end. Double S is going to be more expensive than Stussy. So they are probably keeping Stussy or Stussy. I say Stussy, but I don't know what's the correct... I think they are keeping that as more like a streetwear with stores available, and the Double S, I'm imagining it being a little bit more like high-end and having these collaborations. But you're right, maybe like a Louis Vuitton collaboration or something in the works.
Yeah.
I'm imagining Pharrell knocking on his door like,
same.
Come on, Sean.
Just another pretty thing we cannot afford.
Exactly. Oh, because the Timberland just came out.
I know. They're like 2000.
Oh my god, they are so expensive. But they are pretty.
I know. I saw Gon got them.
Yeah, he did. Good for him.
Good for you. You're like, you're on our up list for sure.
Yes. And he met Stormzy there at the shop here in Portugal. Yeah. He was just there at the Louis Vuitton store.
I feel like everyone's coming to Portugal now.
Yeah.
Did you see like the Tube girl did TikTok at our little like electric
really
with Joe Jonas?
What?
Yeah,
was a coincidence that they were both there.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I knew that he was spending time in Portugal, Joe Jonas, and apparently has like a new song. So basically she did a TikTok with him with his song. It's really cool. They're like inside the electric. I don't know.
Because she was banned from the UK.
Mm-hmm. I was told from TNN. What's the name of the Tube?
Oh, I have no idea. TFL? London too.
They have like a name.
Well,
like the one we have, like STCP. They have a name. Okay. I think it's TFL. I don't
know. So the company behind the company, London's Two.
Yeah, behind London's Two apparently sued her. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
But the truth is I haven't seen her in the London Tube in a while. Same. So maybe it's true. So she was like, what if I go to Portugal's too?
Yeah.
Just come in, come on in. Come on in.
Yeah, just
we're happy to welcome
tube.
You. If you want to come on this podcast too.
Yeah.
Well, have open doors.
Same.
But yeah, that's crazy that she got so big so quick.
Yeah.
That's nuts. But yeah, everyone is in Portugal. Portugal is huge right now. I've seen these videos of Faro's airport. Which, have you seen it? Oh my God, I need to show you.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Look at this. It's the queues to get in and to show passport. The airport. It's crazy. So many tourists. And people have been stuck there for hours. Look at this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like my worst nightmare. They're all packed.
Same.
We do not have the space to get that many people.
Yeah, our airports are tiny. We don't have that much. In Lisbon, we are going to build a new one, but Faro's must be tiny. I've never been to.
Yeah, it's tiny. It's tiny. I've never been, but I've left a friend last year there, and it looked tiny.
Tiny. So it's not the best marketing for us. It's kind of videos being shared on TikTok, but whatever. What else do I have here on the news?
Oh, have you seen what Barcelona did to the tourists?
That's so bad. I don't get that.
I would be so sad.
I think, like, I understand the reason why people are angry
too.
And we are suffering from the same here in Portugal. So
yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, but
housing,
it's like the
all.
Government that needs to put like limits.
It's not like the tourists' fault. We're all tourists when we can.
Exactly. That's
I don't get
the
that.
Thing, yeah.
Throw me water. Imagine being there, just grabbing a coffee and then people getting mad at you.
I would cry. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go back. Just give me 3 days.
I think it needs to be a balance. We need to understand that's like a good thing. Like for us, it's been really good since the tourism started coming here. We've been getting like a lot more shit to do in the city is more beautiful. We're having more like stuff being rebuilt. But obviously there's a lot of problems too. So you cannot be like too drastic with your actions. So I thought it was really bad to throw water at the tourists.
I know it was. And they were like, I don't know, families and stuff. I don't know. It's sad.
A little nasty.
Yeah. You would ruin the vibe for me.
Yeah. Same. And I love Barcelona.
Yes.
It was Barcelona or Madrid? Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Okay, I have another one, which is Devil Wears Prada is coming back.
I'm so excited.
Really exciting.
I hope they don't ruin it for me.
Yeah, I hope not. But there's a lot of these movies coming now.
Yeah, the one with Lindsay Lohan.
The Freaky Friday. Yeah.
It's also gonna be out. Yeah, I'm very excited. I hope they do a good job because they're like so iconic.
Yeah.
And nowadays you don't get to see like good like rom-coms, I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's good. There's a good sign, like a green flag on this, which is they are keeping the same actors. Because if they would do like this, what they do to the Marvel ones, they would lose me right away.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I don't want to see. But I think it's fun that they are bringing back the original cast. And also, aren't they bringing back Sex in the City too?
They did a reboot of the series. Yeah.
Oh, not with the same cast?
Yeah, with the same cast. But it's already out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see. Did you saw it?
I've heard it's really bad. So I didn't saw it because I didn't want to ruin it. I really love Sex in the City.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard it's bad.
But Samantha is out, right? I think
Samantha. Yeah, because she has some beef with Carrie, Jessica Parker.
Really?
Yeah, they had some beef the entire like TV show. They were not friends. Yeah.
The things we learn.
The things we learn, yeah. But she was the coolest character.
Yeah, I think, yeah. If there's no Samantha, it's probably I don't want to watch.
Yeah. Have you watched The Bear?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it because it's always fun, but I think it's the worst of the three seasons.
It's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a little like sometimes the series tried to stretch things.
Mm.
Like this season happened in entire, like in a week or something. Yeah. Like the duration of like the time frame of the what's happening is like during 1 week. And I think that was very, very stretched. And even like the direction of the episodes, I love two episodes and then the rest I thought it didn't look like The Bear.
Yeah.
Basically no food almost.
Yeah.
And
they added some like comedic scenes sometimes that I thought was a bit weird.
Okay.
I don't know. Like the scene where that actor appears. What's his
John
name?
Cena?
Yeah, John Cena. I thought it was a bit weird.
That's my favorite episode.
Yeah, thought it was a bit weird.
I really like that episode, but I understand it's a little. But I prefer that dynamic because they used to have a lot on the first and second season with like the cousin.
Yeah, the fun
parts.
Yeah.
And a lot of like Chicago images.
Yeah.
And then the episode, like the one that the kid is born, like
that was a bit boring. I was on my phone a little
boring.
But I really love the episode where Tina got the job, the old job, and she had like this whole conversation with Mikey.
Oh yeah, that one was directed by the girl with the braids.
Yeah.
I don't know her
I love
name.
That episode.
Yeah.
Was one of my favorites.
She's very talented.
She does like the voices for like
Inside Out.
She does loads of voices for their movies. I saw a TikTok and she's like she does so many characters.
Yeah.
And she has like she's so good at it.
I think it must be such a fun
thing to do.
Voices?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had like a range to do it. But anytime that I try to sound different in the same sentence, it always comes out the same. I couldn't do it. But it must be nice.
It must be really nice. Like, you're a character. You're like a cute thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's my voice.
We should try to bring that game here.
That would be really cool.
Do you know, there was this TV show that I watched that had that game when they put on like a movie or a cartoon and they had to on the spot improvise like this lip sync.
Oh,
you know,
it's cool.
The voices.
Yeah,
so we should bring
that
them here and try to sound like the characters. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. I used to play a game with my friends in school where we're just like sad during like the time. How do you say it?
Like a break?
The break. How do you say it?
I think it's break time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it break time?
Okay. And we were sad. And then we would focus on like two people. And we were like pretend like I was like the guy and she was the girl. And we were like pretending.
Doing the voiceover.
It was so fun.
That's exactly it. Yeah. We need to bring this here to see if we have. You guys can judge if we have like chances to be voice actors or not.
Fingers crossed. Okay. So we're done with the news. And we actually brought a little segment for the first time that we thought was appropriate, which is small brands and small businesses. We asked you guys to send us and so we can like share it here. We can give you a shout out. We can meet new things as well.
Yeah.
Cool things. And yeah, we brought five today. You guys sent us loads, but we only brought five, so yeah, we'll be doing this again for sure. And the first one I brought is actually a brand from Portugal. We both already collaborated with them, which is called Alice Co. Star.
The Charms one.
I think it's so cool because, first of all, they do like these types of charms that are very trendy right now.
Yeah.
And
it's just so cute.
I think it's so cool because you already buy one charm and it has already all of the shit there. Yeah. Like so many things. And you can pick like different colors.
That's so cute.
Different things. Like I could have all of them. So yeah, they also have very cool like jewelry, like chunky necklaces.
Oh, I didn't know. I love those.
Yeah, very like summery. I think they're really cool. And they also have like classier items.
Yeah.
So
it is very fun because sometimes with charms, like I loved collecting them, but it takes a while. You need to like go buy a souvenir, whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want that full of charms
look.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they sell like these key rings that already have a lot of charms. So it's easier. I think if you buy two, you already have your bag full.
You already have, yeah, packed. And yeah, so they're very tasteful. They're very like cute. All of the elements.
I think I have one here. Wait.
Yeah. She does.
I actually have their... This
so
one
cute.
Is from them. I just remember. It's really cute.
I love that bag.
Thank you. It's my new dish.
Did you... It was an investment. Was it an investment? That's a collaboration. So cool.
It was a collaboration, but it's a really nice, like, vintage reseller.
Mm.
From Japan. I collaborated with them before and you can find them on my Instagram, but it's really they have good prices if you want to invest. But yeah, it's a collaboration with Yayoi Kusama, and I have like the little charm from her as well.
Perfect. So yeah. Cute. Yeah, so yeah, here we have another brand. And yeah, the second brand that I brought, it's also jewelry, and it's from Barcelona, I think so, because everything is written in Catalan, so yeah. Probably. And it's called No Me Juegues.
No Me Juegues.
No Me Juegues. Oh. And it's jewelry made from glass. Here is the...
Wow.
And it's so cool. Like, so, so cool. I wish I had some look...
That's really original.
Yeah.
I love.
I think it looks really cool.
That's new for us. So
yeah.
Fun to discover.
Shout out if you want to send us stuff. We
no
want
me
to wear
juegues.
It.
Yes.
It's really unique. I love it.
So cool.
Okay. And talking about jewelry again, I brought another Portuguese brand. It's Mary Louise.
Yeah.
And we collaborate with her a lot. Iris even had a whole collection with her.
Oh, that's me.
That's you. So yeah, we wear her like hoops all the time.
Yeah. This
and you guys
one.
Are always asking us where they're from. So yeah, she's from Porto and she does really cool things. She also has rings.
Everything is in silver, so it's really good quality. That's why the prices are... I don't think the prices are like a lot, but it's really worth it because it's silver. So you're really having like a luxury piece. And even this one is silver, just like
gold
plated.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this is that it's so light. It's the lightest hoops that I have and the thickest ones. And it's so hard to find thick, lightweight jewelry.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rings are really cool. So.
Yeah. And she can easily do like personalized things for you. So yeah. It's a very cool brand to keep in mind. Then I brought a clothing brand. It's called Skywalker's Rent and it's from Denmark. And it caught my attention because first it has like very oversized clothing and very like Scandi vibes. And they have like these shorts that already come with the boxers.
Wow,
and
they are just like that?
Yeah, they're already like
love.
This. And I think they're really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's different with a twist. So yeah, I loved it.
Really good find.
And last but not least, I brought the brand Lulas. We have...
Oh yeah, that's so cool. Jewelry also.
I'm sorry, it's a lot of jewelry, but it really got my attention. This one... It's so cool because you can literally deattach and attach all of the so extra,
like the little pendants and charms.
The little pendants and charms you can easily attach and detach to, like the ring, the necklace,
the chain. Yeah,
the chain. Yeah, and I think it's a very cool concept.
It is. I love because I was so surprised when we were gifting during our trip with the bikini brand.
Yeah,
they had like this little package for us from this brand, and I thought it was so smart because I didn't know about the brand, and it's everything is customizable, so you can take off the charms and even put in your bag if you want. You can put in an earring.
Yeah.
And even the chain, some of the chains you can detach into and make bracelets.
Yeah.
It's just so freaking smart.
Yeah, it's very smart. I agree. So yeah, I think they're from the UK. I'm not sure.
No. I thought it was Spanish.
Spanish. Made in Seville, designed in London.
Oh, okay. Like a mix. Hybrid.
It's a mix. Yeah, hybrid. So yeah, that's it for small businesses. But yeah, I think it's really cool. I love doing this.
I love that
search. And
I just thought of another one that I think is really cool, which is Belle the Label, which is like the bubble skirts that are hard to find. They have a bunch, and lately they sent me one that I was like so crazy about it, which is a bubble skirt in sequin.
Ooh.
And it's like the perfect, I brought it to Paris and it was perfect for events because usually I don't dress fancy. And with that one, it just put like a white t-shirt.
Yeah, I love that
and
outfit.
It helps a lot. So yeah, I love that brand. And sometimes it's hard to find bubble skirts.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out. So yeah. And now it's time to roast you guys.
I love that.
Let's do a little fit rate. Do you want to start? So basically, this I put a screenshot of the name, and then you have the full picture.
Okay. Next to it. So we are reading names. We are doing that again
we
to
are.
Ourselves.
We are.
Okay. Let's start with by Saint Simons. Simons? Simons? Simeons?
Simeons?
Okay, this is a cool guy. Love this. So we have really nice photo of a guy with a really nice old car, and I love the jersey shirt. Some of these like old school jersey shirts seem to have shoulder pads.
Yeah,
and I would love to have one of those. I don't know if it's customized or if the guy just have big shoulders, but it looks like shoulder pads. So
you
cool.
can have, you know, like I used to, my grandma would wear shoulder pads in everything. Like she has like detachable ones.
Oh, but where does she attach to the clothes?
Yeah, it has like Velcro.
Oh.
So they attach to anything.
That's
so
smart.
She would never leave the house with her without
so
her shoulder
cute.
Pads. Like, so I actually stole some from her wardrobe.
Genius.
So you can just add them. And if you want like
that's
the
genius.
Extra, sometimes I add two on top. Like, so
that's
yeah, maybe
genius.
You can do that.
Because even in summer, I feel the most because in winter you put on a lot of jackets that have like a structure. But in summer, actually, I went to the gym and I started to work out recently just because I thought my shoulders were like non-existent. It's like skulls, like a skeleton. And I feel like it's really not fitting if I'm wearing something skinny. And I feel like that must help me a lot, even with t-shirts, give you that extra structure.
Yeah.
So smart Sophia.
Smart grandma.
Smart grandma. And then he has really like loose jeans, really nice color, like a washed out color with a chain, some boots, more like Western boots, a red cap matching the red jersey and a scarf. I love this fit, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
And I think maybe it doesn't look good on everyone because this guy seems like a model. Looks like a model, so it helps. But yeah, I love this.
Yeah,
I have nothing bad to say about this. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Yeah,
keep
we have
going,
10,
then we
so
change.
You can do 5.
Okay,
perfect.
We have Gabby. No, Baby Gabs. Baby Gabs. Oh, she's here. It's in Porto.
Yeah,
it's our,
she's Portuguese,
it's our
probably.
Top? How do you say? Two. It's our two.
Tube, yeah.
So she can run into Tube Girl.
Tube Girl.
She looks cute. This is a very Adidas. Oh, she has a vinyl in her hand. I'm trying to guess what's the artist, but it's cute. What is this? Billie Eilish? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Billie Eilish.
It's an all blue, like different types of blue fit. She has a skirt, sport jacket, and some Adidas socks and shoes. And she has a scarf, one of those like bandanas in blue. So very matchy-matchy. I think she looks cute. Yeah, I think it's cute. I'm questioning if it's like too blue and should have like a pop of color to maybe like a camel or something. But I don't know. It works. But yeah, it's a little too blue maybe.
It's a little too blue for me as well.
Yeah.
But that would be the only thing.
But she looks cool. Yeah, if I saw her on the street, I would say she looks cute. I just wouldn't rate this outfit as higher as the other guy because I think the mix and match works better for him. Then we have Pablo X Ferrers. Ferrers. Okay, cute. This is a bold outfit. I think he mixed bold stuff, like putting these joggers, the typical gray joggers, with some brown boots, a shirt, a button-up shirt, a white shirt, and a leather jacket with fur inside, a beret. This is more on the bold side, but it works.
I like it.
Yeah, cool. It really works for him. Also, maybe he looks like a model too. Jacket. So.
I would wear another jacket maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't recreate this entirely for me, but I think it works for him.
Yeah, it works for him.
And he looks really great, so that helps. Model material.
Yeah, model material.
We're getting all the models today. Now we have Tasia Yesman. Okay, I was like, it's getting easier to me, but now we have a hard one. Tasia Yesman's. Wow, this is like...
bold.
Alien fashion. I like that. Really bold. Yeah. She is wearing... is it a she? Because I don't know. I maybe I shouldn't say pronouns if I don't know. So this person is wearing some white pants with white boots and then a kilt on top.
Okay.
And a puffer, a white, yellow puffer with blue collars.
And leopard.
And leopard?
Yeah.
Leopard.
And then we have green that matches the hair.
The hair is like
and the hair
green
is also leopard.
Wow.
And then we have like the blue in the jacket.
On the kilt.
On the kilt.
And on the sunglasses. On the
so like in terms of color matching.
Yeah.
The person is doing it well.
It's not my style. Same. I would say my favorite thing here is the hair. And probably the skirt.
Yeah, I really
like
the skirt.
For me, it's a little too much going on. Gotta be honest with you. But love your hair.
Yeah, same. You look cool.
I think there's another one before I pass on the torch to you. Key Balance. Okay, so she has this frill dress. This was big last summer. Big trend. And then we have like this faded leather motor biker jacket. And then this belt. I don't know how to describe this belt. It's like this round belt with studs that were really big in the like 70s, 80s. And now they are back. And some just like black knee-high boots. I don't love this combo, gotta be honest. Because I don't know. There's a thing with like belts on top of dresses that I'm not a big fan of because I always think about my grandmother. She always wear, like, to be honest, like my grandmother cannot wear a dress or a skirt, anything without a belt.
Really?
Yeah. I think she likes to mark the place
waist.
Of the waist.
Yeah.
So she has to put a belt on everything. And sometimes I like that dress is beautiful and like flowy. So I don't love the belt thing. So I think that's why it's bothering me a little bit. But besides that, I like the dress. But I would remove the belt and the jacket, probably. I'm not a big fan of this mix.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I just like the mix that I don't love, but I love the stuff individually.
Yeah,
I have
same.
A belt like this,
mm-hmm.
And I probably have a dress similar. So it's just like, I feel like everything is in this, like from the waist up, happening from the waist up. So I would remove. Maybe the jacket, if you remove, it's already helping.
Yeah, I think if the jacket is out, the belt would be
more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. Okay. When I give like a bad review, I sweat. I'm like, I don't like to be the mean girl.
You all look very good. Cool. But we need to roast you somehow. So you also roast us on our comments. So,
true.
The next one is Camichos. I don't know. And it's a video.
I love video. Oh. Maybe we skip that one.
It's here. It was in the end because it was a video.
Oh, I love videos. But she's cute.
I couldn't really tell what the shoes are.
I think you cannot see them, right? They are cropped.
Oh, they're like loafers with a heel. White loafers with a heel.
Oh, they are cute.
Yeah. So yeah, I love the hair. I love what she did with the hair. I love the Kangol. I love the jorts.
The hair matches the bag, or is it from...
Yeah, the hair matches the bag.
Okay.
Let me stop it on. Okay. So yeah, I think she looks really cool. The jacket has also a lot going on in the back.
Yeah.
So... It's like an interesting outfit.
Exactly.
Has a lot of elements. She risked it, but I think she looks really good.
Yeah,
and she has like a belly
chain.
I
think all elements work together.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I would either remove the jacket or put like a more basic jacket, because I feel like with the beret and the hair with ribbons and the bag,
it's
already too much. Or if you want to keep the jacket, I would remove the braids and the bag.
Me too.
So I would do... You can have like those two outfits.
Yeah.
One without the jacket and one with the jacket.
Yeah, I agree.
But you're dope.
But you're dope, yeah.
And keep sending videos. I love videos.
Yes, we love videos. It's so much cooler. Okay. Then we have... Dweeb Wonkas. And this is it. I love this jacket.
Oh, it's so cool.
It looks very vintage.
I never saw Adidas jacket with that color before.
Yeah.
Really nice.
It's really nice. And he added some
like badges.
Badges to the... Oh my god, my English today is so bad.
It's because it's morning.
It's because it's the morning. But yeah, he looks really cool. He has a studsy hat. He has like the little keychain on the jeans, black jeans, and then the slipper checkered Vans.
I love those Vans. Are my favorite from all the Vans.
Yeah.
They are so easy, so comfy and so easy to just slide in.
Yeah, I still have them as well.
Yeah, love.
But yeah, I love this outfit.
Same.
I wouldn't change anything, to be honest.
Same.
Okay, then we have Gabriella O'Fields. Thank you for an easy name. And we have a pink hair girly.
Love the hair.
She's wearing let's start for the shoes. She's wearing like tabby boots.
I would love to have tabby boots.
And then she has like a leather skirt on top of the like suit pants, black suit pants. Then just a white buttoned up. And then she's wearing like a red checkered jacket.
Love the jacket.
And a leather beret.
I love this look.
Yeah. She looks really cool.
And actually it's something that I wouldn't put myself on. I think like the high waist is something that I've not been wearing lately. A leather pleated skirt is not something that I would go for right now. And the pants are really slim for what I'm wearing, but somehow
it works. Yeah,
it works, and I just think it's very edgy.
Yeah,
I love it.
You look really cool, Gabriella. Okay, then we have Remy's PNGs.
Remy's PNGs is cute.
Yeah, and I love this look. Again, nice. With the Margiela shoes. And then we have a double denim moment going on. A leopard
tie.
Triple denim, even. Triple denim, yeah. We have a leopard tie. It's so cool. And then just a checkered shirt, button shirt, and a denim and red hat.
Yeah, I love that too. And I wouldn't put these two different shades of denim together, but it works too.
Yeah, it really works.
I love to see like different combinations that wouldn't pop in my head work.
Okay. This is the last one. And it's from Blue Baby Blues. Blue Baby Blues.
Blue, 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 blue.
This is it. It's a very vintage outfit.
Very winter vibes. Very winter. Where do you live, girl? Because here is like so hot right now.
Maybe it's not recent.
Yeah, maybe it's not.
But yeah, I love your bag. She's wearing like a Coach bag. It's really cool.
Really nice.
Then like a corduroy long skirt in brown. Then we have like brown knee long, no, like high.
Knee high boots. And pointy boots, yeah, with
also
heel.
Brown. The whole outfit is like shades of brown. And then we have like
shades of brown.
Shades of brown. And then we have like this shirling really short jacket, aviator jacket.
I love her hair.
I love her hair.
Perfect shade
too.
For like fall winter.
Yeah. It's giving cinnamon bun.
It's giving like I want fall right now. I'm loving the vibe. It's not my style at all, but once again, if I saw this girl on the street, I would turn my head and I would think she's so cool with her hair. It's like main character vibes with that hair.
Yeah, I agree.
So props for you. We can rate highly an outfit even if it's not like
our vibe for sure. So yeah, we need to pick a winner.
Oh my god, that's the hardest part. For me, I think the first one is stuck in my head. So I think that means that I really love the outfit.
Yeah.
So I would...
so cool.
Yeah, I'll probably give it to him. If I saw every single one of these people outside, I think I would like... Does it help that he's like model vibes? Yes, not gonna lie. Helps. I would turn my head twice.
Yeah.
But
does it help that his shoulders are really high?
Big. It helps. And the waist is tiny.
Yeah,
helps.
No, he has that shit going on.
Yeah.
Really cool. So yeah, I think by Saint Simeon.
By Saint Simeon
is today's winner.
Yay!
Yay. So yeah, that's it for the fashion episode. It was fun. Very sleepy, but fun. We hope you guys are still there.
Yeah. It's more of like a snooze episode. Not too energetic. But thank you so much for sending your outfits. It's one of my favorite parts here. And also for sending small brands. We really want to include more stuff that we can shout out and discover for ourselves too, like small brands, small artists, even for guests. Keep tuned because we're gonna ask you guys for like guests that you want here, or even if you guys want to be a guest, if you have something to talk about, to discuss a business, we're gonna put on our stories. So we always put on the podcast stories, so go follow on the description. There's the Instagram. Go follow our Instagram because we're gonna request there. And it's time for pink wall time.
Pink wall time.
ASMR moment.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Glitch in the Matrix.
Glitches in the Matrix. Oh my god. We've been talking about it here. So we actually have this team because it's been happening to us. So we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's happening, guys.
It's happening. So
it's happening.
And we're going to ask you for your glitches in the matrix that you've been experiencing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's going to be interesting.
And Trump just got shot. Yeah. So that's a simulation for sure. What the hell was that? Let's discuss all about that. Yeah. I'm excited for next Monday.
Yeah. See you guys next Monday. Thank you for watching.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.